Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Not one base runner's reached third for the A's. Here's a ground ball right side. Omar Infante to first. The Detroit Tigers are headed to the American League Championship Series. And the magical season for the Oakland A's has come to an end.
And so it's the Tigers coming to Fenway Park. That from TBS last night, the sound of the Tigers moving on to Boston after they shut out the Oakland A's 3-0 last night in Game 5 of their series. The Red Sox and the Tigers meet tomorrow night at Fenway for Game 1 in the American League Championship Series. For more on that and a look ahead, we're joined now by our baseball analyst Glenn Stout, contributing editor for SB Nation. Good morning, Glenn, and thanks for speaking to Morning Edition.
Thank you, Bob.
Let me ask how the Red Sox stack up against the Tigers. The Tigers won 4 and lost 3 games against the Red Sox this season, one of less than a handful of teams with a winning record against the Sox this season. So how do they stack up?
The Tigers actually stack up against the Red Sox pretty well, and even maybe a little better than their in-season record looks, because you do have to consider that the Red Sox didn't face Justin Verlander during the regular season, and they'll probably end up facing him twice in the upcoming series if it goes to a full 7 games. So given that, you know, the Tigers stack up pretty well. They've got a lot of weapons, and the biggest one is Miguel Cabrera. On the plus side for the Red Sox, despite what Cabrera did last night, hitting a home run, he's a little bit diminished due to some problems with his knees, so he's not quite the slugger that he was for most of the season, but even a little bit knocked around, Cabrera's a real weapon and somebody the Red Sox really have to be careful with.
Let me ask about Justin Verlander, the Tigers pitcher. He was great in the 2 games he had against Oakland, 21 strikeouts in 2 games. I mean, you can't get better than that.
No, you certainly can't, and the Red Sox are really, really fortunate, I think, right now, the way that Verlander is pitching, is that they're not going to have to worry about him for a few days. You know, he won't be able to pitch until next Tuesday, so they're going to miss him in the first 2 games. And that's really the best thing I think the Red Sox have going for them right now, is you don't want to run into a buzzsaw number one pitcher at the top of his game in game number one of a series like this. And the Red Sox, fortunately, are going to avoid him. They're going to get Anibal Sanchez, who's a pretty good pitcher in his own right, but he's not Justin Verlander. And I think for the Red Sox, with kind of their whack-a-mole offense that just kind of takes whatever is given to them, and if they don't hit home runs, they might steal some bases, they might go station to station, it's a lot easier for them to execute against a pitcher like Sanchez than Verlander, who can sort of run the table on you and get you down and not let you up for the entire game with that big fastball.
Well, let's talk about Red Sox pitching. They enjoyed a wealth of pretty good or very good starting pitching this season. But beyond starting John Lester against the Tigers in Game 1, the Red Sox skipper John Farrell has decided on the rest of the rotation. What's in his head?
Well, I think it's a little bit of gamesmanship, to tell you the truth. You know, you don't want to let Detroit know what your plans are too far in advance. I think people would be sort of surprised if Lackey doesn't get the start in Game 2. But, you know, no matter what he does after Lester, it sort of doesn't matter, because the 4 starting pitchers they're using right now, everybody's pitching pretty well.
So bottom line, did the Red Sox make it through the Tigers to the big show, the World Series, do you think?
I think given the fact that Verlander can't pitch in Game 1, won't be able to pitch until Game 3, I give a slight edge to the Red Sox. I would not be surprised to see them win this in 5 games.
Glenn Stout, thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bob.